All right, well, we're running precisely on schedule, so now we have a talk by Stéphane.
Thank you. So I'm going to present you a paper written with Gabriel, so you will recognize many of the subjects he has explained. So this is, in fact, in a different setup. The main difference will be that agents do not extract information from the price. You will see that we will be in some setup where this is not possible because agents have to form some decision before the price will be determined. So we will obtain, in fact, sharper result about the relationship between the information structure and the stability in the sense of Gabriel. As you will see, a higher precision of information is always detrimental to stability in the sense that it always favors a multiplicity of rationalizable outcomes. So I will give you the main insight in a setup which is in fact very simple, which has been used by Maurice and Chin several times, and also which is a reduced form of the model used by Roger. So this is a linear model with a beauty contest component. This means that the actual outcome depends or is determined by the forecasts which are formed about this outcome. So this means that if the agents want to forecast the outcome, they also have to forecast what the others will think, and there is some coordination problem. So stability, it is known that in this class of model, at least in the 30s, in the X books, this was already very clearly stated. Stability is governed mainly by the sensitivity of the outcome, the actual outcome, to the forecasts that are formed about this outcome. So if one adopts the stability criterion, the eductive stability criterion, then a low sensitivity will favor, will make coordination of expectations easier. So it will favor uniqueness of the rationalizable outcome. On the contrary, when there is a high sensitivity of the actual state to the forecast, then there may be some coordination problems. So what we will do, and we think that this is a new point in the literature, is to study what happens when there is some asymmetric information about this sensitivity. So you will see many papers which have the same kind of setup, but the sensitivity is always known. So what we will do, this is to relax this assumption. So we will get two kinds of results. The first one is somewhat a local result, which says that if one starts from a situation where everybody knows the economic fundamentals, say the sensitivity, and one introduces a small number of agents who don't know this sensitivity, then this cannot never the set of rationalizable outcomes. And the typical example we have in mind is a situation where the true sensitivity is low, so that if everybody knows this sensitivity, then there will be a unique rationalizable outcome. This will be the rational expectations equilibrium. And if one introduces some agents who don't know, few agents who don't know this sensitivity, then there appears a continuum of rationalizable solutions. And this happens if and only if the agents who don't know this sensitivity believe that it may be high. The second result is the global result and says, in fact, that there is a threshold proportion, which may be 0 or 1, but a threshold proportion such that uniqueness of the rationalizable outcome obtains if and only if the proportion of uninformed agents is high enough. That is, there must be, in some sense, many agents who don't know the sensitivity for the equilibrium to be the only rationalizable outcome. So the setup is the following. It is very simple. There is a continuum of agents, so they are all small. They cannot influence alone the actual price, what will happen. And they expect some price. So agent I expects the price PEI. And there is some uncertainty about the economic fundamental, which is summarized by state of nature, state of the world, which are indexed by omega. So the temporary equilibrium map is a map which relates the actual price in state omega, P of omega, to the aggregate price forecast. So this is the sum of the individual price forecast, and two numbers which represent the state of the world, phi of omega and eta of omega. So you see that phi of omega is the sensitivity parameter. It represents how reacts the actual price to a change in the aggregate, the sum of all the individual price forecast. So all what I will say applies when these sensitivities have all the same sign. It can be positive or negative. In most of the statements, it will be positive, but this is not important. What is important is that they have all the same sign. So just an example to visualize what represents this abstract setup. So in this setup, the agents, these are farmers. They choose their crop, and they choose their crop one period before producing and so observing the corn price. So they cannot, as in the setup used by Gabriel, they cannot extract some information from the price. So with quadratic cost, the actual production of the individual production of an individual farmer is just the product of sigma, which could depend on sigma and his expectations about the price. So if the demand is uncertain, so there is not only the slope, not only the intercept, but also the slope is uncertain, then you get something which is exactly the form of the equation that I have described, where P in equilibrium will be equal to P of omega. So this is the setup that we have in mind. So just to remind you, so I will be very brief because Gabriel already explained all that. So in this setup, just to state that the equilibrium, if all the agents know that the state is omega, is a situation where the price, the expectations depend on the state. So if all the agents expect P star of omega, then P star is determined, the actual price is determined by the temporary equilibrium map, and it is equal to P star. So now relax this assumption and assume that agents do not necessarily expect P star of omega to arise, but some price in some set which is convex P0, which comprises the equilibrium price. Then they know that they must expect something in this set. And if they know the model, that is how the price is determined, then they also know that the price is in a new interval, P1, which is determined by the temporary equilibrium map. And one can reproduce this argument, and the equilibrium will be stable when the interval at the infinite reduces to a single price, which is the equilibrium price. And the result, which has also the flavor of many other results in the learning literature, is that stability obtains if and only if this phi is less than one. So now, what I will do is to introduce a particular but also more general than the previous one situation, where there are alpha informed agents who know omega and one minus alpha who don't know this state omega. So if one reproduces the same steps, now rational expectations equilibrium, this is a situation where the informed agent expects the price P star of omega, the uninformed agent expects the average price of the P star, and the actual price in state omega, which is on the left-hand side, is determined by the temporary equilibrium map and is precisely the price that is expected by both the informed and the uninformed to arise in state omega. So if one now go towards the elimination process of dominated strategies, then imagine that all the agents know that the price in state omega is in some interval, P2 of omega, which again includes the equilibrium price. This means that the forecast of an informed agent will be exactly in that state, and because the uninformed do not know what is the exact state, their expectation will be in some in the average set of all these possible P2 of omega. So this means that using the temporary equilibrium relation, there is a new interval P2 P2 plus 1, which is determined, which is a function of the previous one. And again, the stability criterion is the same one as before, that is, the equilibrium is stable if for every state omega, the P infinite of omega just reduces to P star of omega, which is the equilibrium price. So the result we have is a necessary and sufficient condition for this to obtain, that is for, as Gabriel explained, for the relation, the temporary equilibrium relation to be contracting. And it is as follows. So it is difficult to read, and I will try to explain what does it mean, but the statement is the following. If there is some alpha phi such that which is greater than one, then the equilibrium is unstable. That is, in every state, if there is one state where alpha phi is greater than one, then in every state you cannot have a unique rationalizable outcome. And if, on the contrary, alpha phi is less than one in every state, then we have a stability condition which is necessary and sufficient, which is that a complicated sum must be less than one. So how do we understand these two conditions? So we read this condition as follows. So we proceed in two steps. The first step consists in abstracting from the difficulties of the expectations coordination process, which are caused specifically by the uninformed agents. That is, we assume that all these agents expect some given price, which is known. Okay. So the only problem which remains is among the informed agents. So we can rewrite the temporary equilibrium map. So you see now that the aggregate price forecast only comprise the forecast of the informed agent, and there is in the eta tilde the forecast of the uninformed, which is in fact hidden. So you recognize the complete information case. So in fact, you have the condition that if, because there are only alpha agents, not one, if alpha phi is greater than one, then you will get instability. Now, the complicated sum proceeds in a similar way. Imagine that all the alpha phi are less than one, and suppose that the informed agent, for some reason, always correctly guess the price. So this means that in the temporary equilibrium map, the price that is expected by the informed is always coincides with P of omega. The only problem is among the uninformed agents now. So now, because the uninformed expect the average price, you can sum over all the omega to get a new temporary equilibrium relation, and you see that it relates the aggregate price forecast of the uninformed to the actual price, to the actual average price, and the new sensitivity is exactly the sum we add in the condition up to 1 minus alpha, which is the proportion of uninformed agents. So this is exactly the second condition we have obtained. So now I can restate the necessary and sufficient condition, or in fact I can derive two properties. The first one is that if you focus attention on the case where alpha is very close to one, that is on the situation where most of the agents are informed about the actual state of the world, then the equilibrium is not the only rationalizable outcome if and only if there is one state such that phi, the sensitivity of the actual price to the expected prices, is greater than one in that state. So the intuition, possible intuition, proceeds as follows. Just suppose that in that state, the prices are initially in some interval P0. Because there are most of the agents are informed, neglect the uninformed. So the temporary equilibrium map will give you a price which belongs to alpha phi times P0. So all the possible prices in that state will be in this interval. And because alpha phi is greater than 1, then you can not narrow the set of possible prices. You can not go inside the set P0. And so in fact, you have learned nothing by reproducing the argument that Gabriel has fully described in his presentation. So in that state, the agents cannot pick out, single out a single forecast. So in particular, the uninformed will not know what is expected by the informed in that state. And because the informed react to the uninformed, then nobody can understand what will happen in every state. Okay. So there is some contagion process among the state as soon as there is this phi, which is not the true, necessarily the true state, of course, which is greater than one. So we have the impression that Morris and Shin, this is a situation where this parameter phi is between 0 and 1. It does not depend on omega. And you see that there seems to be both the same flavor of the result that if one introduces small informational asymmetries, then this may yield important change, qualitative change. You may go from a situation where there is a unique rationalizable outcome to a situation where there is a multiplicity of rationalizable outcomes as soon as you introduce a small amount of informational asymmetries. But on the other way, this seems to go against this result in the sense that in Morris and Shin, informational asymmetries are helpful. They yield a unique equilibrium. Here, this is exactly the opposite. We have a unique equilibrium, unique rational expectations equilibrium. This is a standard linear model. There is a unique rational expectations equilibrium. But you get, by introducing small asymmetries, multiplicity of rationalizable outcomes. So the second result is a global result, and it is also a restatement of the proposition I have shown in a previous slide. And this condition just says that, in fact, there is a threshold. It may be 0 and 1. It is 1 when all the phi are less than 1, and it is 0 when the average phi is greater than 1. But there is a threshold, alpha star, such that stability, uniqueness of the rationalizable outcome, obtains if and only if the proportion of inform agent, alpha, is below this alpha star. So stability requires, uniqueness of the rationalizable outcome requires a high number of uninformed agents who don't know the actual state of the world. So just an illustration, and this will be my last slide, just an illustration in the two-state case. So in this example, two states, so there are two values of phi one and phi two. Phi one is below one and phi two is greater than one. So this means that if you are under complete information, that is all the agents are informed, alpha is just equal to one, then if you are in state one, you will get stability. So the only possible prices, in the sense that only rationalizable prices, will be p1, the equilibrium price in state one. And in state two, if we are in state two, then the equilibrium price is p2, but because phi two is above one, then all the possible prices in P0, in the interval P0, are rationalizable. So there are a multiplicity of rationalizable outcomes. Now, the first result, the local result, starts from alpha equal one, and you have to look at what happens when you reduce by a small amount this number alpha. You introduce a few uninformed agents. And what you see is that because phi 2 is greater than 1, this will destabilize what happens in state 1, and there will be several rationalizable outcomes. So there is a... So now the global result is the following. So now you reduce alpha until you get you cross a threshold which is alpha star. Then below alpha star, you will get the equilibrium price P1 and the equilibrium price P2 as the only rationalizable outcome. Okay. Yes?